What an amazing day God has given to us this day. And God gives us every Sunday that's special, but there's just something extra special about Discovery Sunday. Maybe it's the smell of bacon that has been cooked that permeates the hallways, but it's just great. It's the Holy Spirit that moves among us in powerful ways. And what an incredible past few days that we have had at Discovery Weekend, starting on Friday and all day on Sunday. A wonderful experience that God has made for each of us. All praise and glory go to God. And God's Holy Spirit has moved among us in some powerful, amazing, amazing ways. The Holy Spirit is still present and active and moving among us. And the Holy Spirit will always be with us to set us free in the power of God's love. Just as the scriptural theme that carried us through this Discovery 29 experience, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 17. And this weekend has truly been, as well as today, a mountaintop experience. Just as we reflected in our gospel reading this morning, as we heard the story of Jesus's very special mountaintop experience. And Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John. He goes up to the mountain. And he shows us in this, his mountaintop experience, just how important it is to share that experience with others. You know, the importance of our Christian fellowship is intentionally that we gather with Jesus in spirit and in truth. Whenever two or three or more are gathered in his name, he is always with us. As we give witness and praise, as we share our faith with each other, Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, is always present. And this is what Discovery is all about: to renew and to strengthen our faith together in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Neighbor, when was the last time you had a fulfilling mountaintop experience with Jesus? I bet you know what I'm going to ask next, right? Well, I'm going to change that. And I'm going to say, just talk to these people right up front. Amen. Amen, because they are still on glow with the light of the Lord's love. Amen. Let them witness to you. Let them speak of the power of Christ-like fellowship that we share with each other. And this takes effort. It takes faith. It takes risk, trust. But it leads to fulfillment and freedom of God's love. Just as the disciples experienced their encounter with Jesus on their mountaintop some 2,000 years ago, and they became even overwhelmed with and weighted down with sleep, I suppose it would be, you know, not macho enough to say that they fainted in the Holy Spirit. But they became overwhelmed and weighted down with sleep. And I think perhaps there may be some of us here this morning who, through the course of Friday, Saturday, and all the preparation of leading into Discovery Weekend, there may be some of us who might feel like we're weighted down with sleep. But yet we are fulfilled in the power of God's love. And I want to thank those of you who worked up front, those of you who worked behind the scenes to help make this Discovery experience what God intended for it to be. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Tricia Boyle and Kayla Champagne for their leadership, their directed leadership in this Discovery Weekend. You two stand up, please, wherever you are. There you are. Thank you so much. Thank you so. I want to thank the Riveras, Monica and Ray, for their kaleidoscope up here of butterflies. Thank you. I'm kind of partial to the butterflies on the window because they were made by Catherine Bonner. And I want to thank you pilgrims who came Friday evening and stayed all through Saturday last night and came this morning, who faithfully attended and gave of yourself to this Discovery Weekend. You made this Discovery Weekend a Christ-filled experience. Thank you so much. What a great mountaintop experience we had. What a great mountaintop experience we continue to have. Yet soon we will physically be leaving this mountaintop. And we'll be sent back to the valleys where we live. And it's tempting to want to stay on top of this mountain. But like how in our gospel story, Peter wanted to stay upon the mountain. He wanted to build special dwelling places in order to just stay up there. And as verse 33 ended with this important acknowledgement, not knowing what he said, that's because when it comes to living out our faith, being on top of the mountain is great. Lord, it is great for us to be here. But remember, we spiritually never leave the mountaintop. The mountaintop experience lives on within our hearts. We carry the mountaintop experience back to the valleys where we live so that we can share them with others. And this is what is so important about Discovery Weekends and any mountaintop experience that we have. Just as Jesus said in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, Jesus was once asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and Jesus answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' or that it only exists at Discovery Weekend. For in fact, the kingdom of God is within you." And so for those of us who just attended this Discovery Weekend, and those of you who have attended the past 29 or 28 discoveries, or wherever your mountaintop exists, just remember that God gives us these important experiences so that we can take them with us back down to the valley where we live, and we can share them with others to the glory of God's mighty, powerful grace. And as we leave this mountaintop today, remember, we are never alone. God's Holy Spirit always resides within us. Especially experienced, by the way, we can share our faith with others. Then as verse 35 of our gospel reminded us, with God's instruction, with his announcement, "This is my son, my chosen, listen to him." Are you taking the time to listen to Jesus, to pray, to read and to meditate upon God's holy word, to build Christ-centered relationships and have fellowship with others? Are you really listening to him? Because Jesus now lives within us. And Lent, coming up this Wednesday, is a great time to set aside our busy schedules and develop a discipline of listening to the Lord. And I invite you all to our Ash Wednesday services. The announcements and the information is with you in the church handout. You know, going to the mountaintop experience, it reawakens our awareness to God's presence that moves in our life. And the disciples who witnessed Jesus' transfiguration, we were told in verse 36, when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they, the disciples, kept silent in those days, told no any of the things that they had seen. And the reason why they kept silent was because Jesus' time, his death upon the cross, the fulfillment of his resurrection to new life, the coming of the Holy Spirit had not yet been fulfilled. Why? Because they had not yet surrendered their hearts to him and accepted him as their Lord and Savior. And it wasn't until after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, the Holy Spirit came upon them, just in the same way that Jesus had told them in John's gospel. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. The Holy Spirit has come upon us. Are we listening to him? Are we spiritually positioning ourselves to be able to listen to him, to want to hear him, to want to live more Christ-like and share the fellowship of his love with others, with our kids, with our spouses, with our loved ones, with our friends or neighbors? We can take action in our faith and carry out this experience to the valleys where we live. If we only try to stay on top of this mountain, we're like Moses, you know, who in our first reading from Exodus kept a veil covering his face. He kept his faith from others. And as the Apostle Paul told us in our second reading from 2 Corinthians, when we open the veil of our faith, we begin to live for Christ and we shine on with God's glory as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, especially in the valleys where we live. And we do this because God's love sets us free. And it's necessary to meet Jesus upon this mountain, but it's also necessary to meet him in the valleys where we live. Let's carry him to where God sends us. And let's listen and let's remove the veil that prohibits us from sharing our faith with others. And let's shine on with God's transforming love. You know, I'd like to invite Ed Shorter and Cheryl Scott to please come forward. They've agreed to speak briefly about their experience at Discovery. And I'm going to let Ed go first because he assured me he was going to be real short, not just his name, but...